Smart shoppers know that every item has its season. Buy certain goods at the right time of the year and you can enjoy substantial savings, especially when it comes to pricey investments ranging from bedroom sets to big screen TVs to new cars to computers. To figure this out, I've asked Kiplinger's online editor Cameron Huddleston to join me and speak about her list of the best times to buy some big ticket items. Hi, Cameron. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Let's divide this into categories. Right now, what are the best items to buy to get the best deals?
May is a great month to get deals on things you need for your home. And we're talking large appliances and mattresses. Memorial Day weekend sales in particular are an excellent time to find discounts on these items. Refrigerators especially will be marked down because the new ones are often released. And The retailers want to get their current inventory off the floor. So they're going to mark down the older models. And then during those Memorial Day sales, you will even see discounts on the new models that have just come into the stores.
Okay. So that's very smart. So yeah, the idea basically is, look, in order to gain wealth, you either raise the bridge, which is earn more income, or you lower the water, which is spend less. And this is in that second category. So if you're going out to buy some large appliances, actually, you know what? I have to buy a large appliance. So I'm going to remember this discussion. May is the time to do that, right?
May is the time to do that because not only will those refrigerators be discounted, but you'll find some deals, again, over Memorial Day weekend on a lot of the other large appliances, the dishwashers, the washer-dryer sets, the stove.
Right. Okay, good. Now, what about computers? When is the best time to buy a computer?
There are actually three times during the year when you can find good deals on computers. In April, typically new models are released, so the older models are discounted. But if you wait until August, September, sometimes even late July, there'll be a lot of back-to-school sales, and both new and older models will be discounted. And we're talking discounts of usually 30% or more during those back-to-school sales.
Oh, that's a big deal. What about summer stuff like grills or patio furniture? When's the best time to buy those?
Well, you're certainly going to see a lot of promotions for these, and you might even see some sales advertised over that Memorial Day weekend, perhaps 4th of July. And the discounts will be okay, but to get a really good deal on those items, wait until the end of the season. September, Labor Day sales, that's when the discounts are going to get really deep. We're talking 50%, 75%. Now, the discounts are going to get deeper as you get into fall, but of course, your selection is going to get smaller.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the old saying, buy straw hats in winter. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, when no one else wants them.
When nobody else wants them, and I don't know who wears a straw hat anymore. Obviously, this is from a century ago. But it's this idea that if you're going to buy winter clothes, and let's say fashion, you know, is not that key here, because you'll obviously end up with last season stuff. You know, buy those things when summer is approaching and the winter season is over. So it's kind of the same thing with patio furniture and grills, right?
Right. And it is for so many seasonal items, too. You're going to find the best prices at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've talked about what to do in May. We've talked about computers, that it's possible that July, August, and September is a good time to go in. If you're going to be buying patio furniture, and you know, obviously you don't need it for the summer, but you can wait, then it is best to wait if you're looking to save money. What about airline tickets? Is that a seasonal thing?
It can be if you are traveling to popular destinations. Of course, if you want to go to the beach in the summer, you know, a lot of people want to go to the beach in the summer or during spring break. So the further in advance you book those tickets, the better deal you would get. If you wait until the last minute, you're not going to find deals. And in fact, if you wait until the last minute to buy your tickets anywhere, you are very unlikely to find a deal. CheapAir.com did a study and looked at millions of fares on flights and found that there's really a prime booking window between 114 days and 27 days before departure when fares for domestic flights are the best. If you wait to buy your ticket 14 days in advance, fares are going to jump an average of about $174. Sorry, $111, and then $174 if you wait till 7 days before departure. So you're going to pay a lot more if you wait until closer to your departure date.
You know, I can understand a range from 27 days to 114 days, but In the material here, it also states that the time to get the lowest price on a ticket for a domestic flight is 47 days in advance. That just seems really weird to me.
You know, and again, this is an average.
It's an average, that's why.
It's an average, mm-hmm. You know, and that's what they found, you know, highlighting that it is for domestic flights. But it really, you know, raises the point that you do need to plan in advance. Now, granted, if you book your ticket too far in advance, you can end up paying more. The exception would be if you're flying overseas to Europe. And really, you need to book almost as soon as those tickets go on sale, which is typically 11 months in advance of a departure.
So actually, if you are going overseas, the earlier you book, the better?
Yes.
And that's a given. Okay. Well, that's important because we have not booked our flights to Italy yet. So we're thinking about going in the fall. So I think we're a little late.
Well, you know what? The fall's a really good time because it is more of a shoulder season there. So you will still probably be able to find some good fares and some good deals on accommodations.
Okay. Well, I'm calling you. So what can I tell you? So, but, you know, you talk about booking for airlines and trying to get a seat, and timing is so important. A lot of people in my area go on cruises. I've come from South Florida. What is the optimal time for booking a cruise?
This takes a lot of advanced planning. You need to book 9 months to a year in advance if you want to get the best price on a desirable cabin.
Mm-hmm.
If you really are just concerned about price, then there are last-minute deals, but you're going to end up with perhaps the cabin that no one else wanted. So you just want to get on that cruise and you want to pay as little as possible, you can find some last-minute deals. Otherwise, you really need to plan well in advance.
That's what you hear a lot about down here. People are saying, you know, you book at the last minute. But what is never mentioned is whether they get the kind of cabin that they want to get. That's the second part of the equation that doesn't seem to be mentioned too much. So price-wise, there's always this idea that there's unsold cabins, they're going to discount them most dramatically right before the cruise takes off so you can get a great price. But again, you're just really getting what's left, right?
You are. You're getting the leftovers. That's why they are unsold.
Yeah.
No one else wants them.
Exactly. So 9 months to a year in advance to get the best price and the desirable cabin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm speaking with Kiplinger's online editor, Cameron Huddleston, and she's joining me to talk about all things buying and when to buy and what the best season is. Cameron, what is the best time, or is there a best time, to buy a car?
Ideally, you want to wait until the fall. That's often when newer models are released. And so the dealers are offering a lot of incentives at that time to get their older models off the lot. They're going to offer price cuts. They're going to offer rebates. They're going to offer, you know, 0% or low interest financing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good time to get a deal. But, you know, you might not be able to wait until the fall. So what you at least need to try to do is wait until the end of the month, because the dealerships, they do have sales quotas to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're more willing to negotiate on price if you wait until the last day of the month, ideally if it falls on a weekday. The weekend, there's going to be more traffic, so you might not have quite as much leverage. But certainly waiting until the end of the month to go in and get ready to make a deal.
Oh, that's some fantastic advice. So let's think about this for a second. So buying in the fall when they're turning over the new line, that's good because they want to clear inventory. I think we kind of all know that. But this idea of buying at the end of the month, but necessarily try to do it on a weekday because it's slower then, and you may have more chance to really wear down the salesman and make sure, you know, he wants to sell cars because he's got to meet certain volume goals. The weekend may be less attractive because you're in more competition with more people strolling the floor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you've ever heard that you should wait until the end of the day to get a deal, that's a myth, because the dealer's going to stay late if he has to make that sale.
So that doesn't really matter.
No, it does not matter.
Okay, great. My guest, Kiplinger's online editor, Cameron Huddleston, and we were talking about the best times, the best seasons, and just the best ways to buy all the items that we need. Thank you so much for joining us, Cameron.
Thank you so much for having me.